Offside Podcast, Episode 15, Part 1, Bahrain Qualifying. What's it like in Bahrain at the moment?
Hot and dusty.
As expected, then.
Yeah, pretty much. It certainly wasn't free practice.
Yeah, in the first one, everyone was like skipping off the track.
They were trying
to find Too dusty for them.
They were trying to find their limits, weren't they? But lots of runoff areas, Bahrain.
So they weren't that bothered.
Well, you can take bigger risks, can't you? I mean, you wouldn't do this kind of thing at Monaco because
there's nowhere to go.
You'd be in the sea. So yeah, almost everybody. I think bar Kimi Raikkonen, the first free practice, was off the track at one point.
Alonso went off three times.
Mm. Yeah, you wouldn't have believed that this time last year, wouldn't you?
No. People are running similar tyres to Malaysia.
Yeah, it's the same specification, which might be part of the problem they're having with grip out there.
Because the hard tyre is less grippy.
Yes, there's going to be a bigger difference, I think, in this race than the last one between the two different compounds. And I think the hard one is definitely the one not to be on. Most people are probably going to run a soft hard strategy and leave the hard tyres to the very, very smallest window they possibly can.
But we have noticed that the tyres seem to be impeding the competition quite a lot. This new tyre thing just not working.
Well, rumour has it, in order to get the best out of the tyres, the teams have to apply more downforce to their car. It kind of pushes the car into the ground. The tyres are so hard, they have to be squashed almost into the ground by the downforce on the car just to get the heat into the car and get the grip into the car. The result is that all of the wake of all the air being passed off the back wing disrupts the car behind more this year.
So there's less overtaking.
That hasn't been the case, I mean, in the last race, but potentially there will be less overtaking this year. Not only because there's not two tyre manufacturers going at each other's throats this year, but also because the tyres are generally harder and they require more downforce.
But also, it's affecting like pit stop strategies, isn't it? Because the hard tyres take too long to get going, so people don't want to run like three stops.
No, I mean, you'd need a really soft tyre to do a three-stop strategy, which was perfect for last year. That kind of added that element of unknown to each race because, you know, you could potentially get away with running a three-stopper.
So you've only got the choice between a one-stop or a two-stop, really, and everyone seems to be favouring two.
Everyone's taking the same strategy in terms of two-stoppers. Everyone's taking the same tyre strategy in terms of soft, in this case, soft, hard. So there's no variance from team to team to team. So
everyone's running the same race.
Yeah. And also, the engine regulations, they're kind of fixed as well, so there's no competition there. It's all down to aero and, I mean...
Driver, I suppose.
But mostly it's just down to the car.
At the end of the first practice, it was Raikkonen and Massa in front, with Hamilton and Alonso behind them. Am I going to get sick of saying that this season? Renault was still looking out of sorts, but BMW still looking quite good.
Yeah, they're up there too, aren't they?
In free practice too, there was more going off the track, but it doesn't seem to be impeding times that much.
No, the sand that they've got around the track, I don't think it's actual sand like you'd find in a desert or maybe on your local beach. Yeah, it's not that kind of sand, I don't think. They've kind of mixed some glue in with it and then compacted it with big, I guess, steamrollers or something to compact the sand in. So when it's all stuck together and glued and really tight, it becomes really hard. So when you go flying off the track, it's almost like...
tarmac.
Yeah, so it's just a really wide track. The good news is it doesn't get in the engine so much. The bad news is that cars can basically drive right off the track and make a mistake and not lose any time, and in some cases actually go faster.
Button did have engine trouble though. His engine blew up.
It was quite a spectacular fire, wasn't it?
Poured oil all over the track.
Yeah.
But thankfully he doesn't need an engine change because it was a Friday.
Running Friday engine's not a problem. Well, it is a problem. His engine blew up, but not a bigger problem as it could have been if it happened in qualifying.
We need to keep an eye on Rosberg.
Yes.
Because he went P2 halfway through practice.
Yep.
Which was flying.
That was on merit. That was really quick, wasn't he?
And we also need to keep an eye on Coulthard because he likes to run people over. At some point, he tried to mow down a Toyota mechanic in the pits.
Yeah, he had a go at Wurz, didn't he, in the first race?
Yes.
He thought, yeah.
Decapitating.
Had enough of him.
Yeah.
And now apparently he's got it in for the Toyota pit crew.
Is he like taking them out one by one?
I think that's his plan. I think there must be some kind of point system. One for a driver, 2 points for a pit crew.
At the end of practice two, it was Raikkonen, Hamilton, Kubica and Massa. So no Alonso.
He's looking a bit out of sorts, actually.
Seems to be struggling so far.
Not his usual confident self.
Final free practice was a bit disastrous for Renault.
What happened to them? They were like 20, 21 and 22 for 45 minutes of that hour. I mean, even if you're running long, heavy fuel runs, you shouldn't be that far off the pace, should you?
Well, you would hope not.
They were well down the order. They did manage to come back in the last. They sort of each driver did a flying lap right before the end, and they got themselves up sort of 12th-ish.
I think we knew already, but this so far this weekend is confirming that Lewis is a fan of the soft tyres.
Yes. Yeah.
Seems to be at his best when
he's
on the
soft. He's getting the most out of those,
isn't he? Yeah.
And he's doing better than Alonso is on the same set.
My new favourite, Davidson, he did really well.
Yeah?
He did a really fast lap and was in 5th.
On merit?
Yeah.
Right at the end?
Really, really.
Wow, who was in front of him?
Just Hamilton, Raikkonen, Heidfeld and Kubica.
Wow. That is good.
Hey, race fans, America's number one motorsport is available like never before. It's the Stock Car Zone, the podcast for race fans with me, your crew chief, Corey Costello. Each week, I'll take you inside my little mental garage for all things stock car racing, from NASCAR Nextel Cup, Busch Series, Craftsman Trucks. If it's NASCAR, you'll find it in the zone. You can even get involved by calling our pit stop line at 1-866-917-RACE. So check it out. Stock Car Zone, the podcast for race fans, available weekly at stockcarzone.com.
At the end of the practice, they said they thought it might be raining, but it didn't.
No, didn't it start to spit to rain?
There was a few drops, I think, but nothing major.
No, we thought we might carry on to qualifying, didn't we?
But it didn't.
No. Damn it. Anyway, what happened in qualifying?
Well, Kovalainen had another fuel pump problem.
How many is that this year?
That's 4 so far in 2 and a bit weekends.
Wonderful.
Fisichella seems to have a problem with his gearbox. So, I mean, what's happened to the reliability?
What, of Renault?
Yeah, they were like kings of being reliable last year.
They were bulletproof last year. I don't know. It doesn't look good for them so far, does it? Another car that's slow and unreliable.
Hmm.
Oh, dear.
Davidson continued to be really good. He ended 7th in session 1.
That's very good.
Apart from that, it was not very exciting.
No.
We lost both Spikers, both Toro Rossos, Sato and David Coulthard, who also has gearbox problems, and will start in 21st. Oh dear. It's not going to be difficult for Webber to out-qualify him this weekend, is it?
No. It would be impressive for Webber not to out-qualify him, wouldn't it? So, quali 2.
Yep, the Toyotas came out first, but everyone else soon joined them. The top 6, both Ferrari drivers, McLaren and BMW drivers, they all did their little laps, and then obviously they were quite happy with what they'd done and retired to the comfort of their garage.
Just sat at the rest of the session.
Yeah, let everyone else scrap amongst themselves.
Fair enough.
We were on the edge of our seats. We wanted Davidson to get into the top 10.
Yeah.
Because he'd been doing so well.
And he was there almost all the way, wasn't he?
He was so close as well, but I blame Martin Brundle.
What? Why?
He jinxed it.
What did he do?
He said, wouldn't it be great if Anthony Davidson could get into the top 10? So, of course, he didn't.
He did a Murray Walker on him.
Yeah.
Blimey.
He came 13th, which is still really good.
That is good.
We also lost Wurz, Kovalainen, Ralf Schumacher, Barrichello and Button.
So, qualifying 3 had a bit of a weird start to it. Alonso, he's usually first out of the box. Likes to get going, do his fuel-burning phase first. He was last out and considerably last. He was a couple of seconds after everyone got going. He hadn't even left his garage. And he just sort of trundled around at the back.
I think he's half asleep this weekend.
So yeah, maybe just tired. Maybe the last race maybe took it out of him. He was a bit tired, a bit hot. I don't know. But yeah, he, definitely not the usual Alonso that we're used to seeing.
Hamilton made up for it though, because he was speedy.
Yes.
Out there. He was putting in fastest times all over the place.
Yeah, his fuel burning lap was actually faster than Heidfeld's quick lap. That's how quick he was going.
Oh dear.
So he was trying.
Rosberg, he was doing really well during the session, but his final lap and final position was 10th, so...
Yeah, that doesn't really reflect on how he's been doing this weekend, does it?
No.
Thought he'd be slightly better than that.
Both BMWs next to each other. Heidfeld just in front of Kubica. No one seems to talk about Heidfeld that much.
He's having a great first couple of races, isn't he?
I mean, he's always up there, you know, 4th, 5th.
Yeah.
But everyone just ignores him.
He might be able to cause a bit of trouble at the start, because he's on the clean side of the grid as well, isn't he?
Well, Alonso, he's in 4th.
Yes.
Dirty side of the track.
Ooh.
I think maybe he has some kind of long-term plan.
You think he's heavy on fuel?
Maybe. I like to think so, because I don't want to think that he's just rubbish.
No, I'm sure he's sort of thinking about the race in its entirety, as opposed to the first corner.
Raikkonen's in front of Alonso, but he didn't have the pace of Massa.
No.
Massa took pole, and Hamilton was right behind him, ready to take it back, but didn't quite make it. But it was really close, I think. Couple of hundredths of seconds and things.
It was very close. The problem you have there, though, is that the two McLarens are now on the dirty side of the grid.
But Hamilton is on the front row for the first time, which means he'll have no one to overtake when he goes around the first corner.
Well, only
what's
Massa.
He going to do?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the weather. I mean, if it doesn't rain between now and the race, then you've got a very clear fast line, which both the Ferraris are on, and a dirty line, which both McLarens are on. So Alonso's in danger of getting jumped by Heidfeld.
And Hamilton will lose out to Raikkonen.
Potentially lose out to Raikkonen and definitely not see the back of Massa. But then again, if it rains and it cleans up the whole track, it's kind of even Stevens again, and it might have a similar kind of thing in the first corner as you did at the last race where Lewis may try and get the better of Massa. It'd be interesting to see, though, if Massa lets him. I mean, he's got to stake his claim back, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be fuming. Especially after Hamilton was like, yeah, I tricked him into doing it.
Absolutely. He's going to want to trick him back or do something equally. I mean, if I was Massa, I'd just drive him off the track rather than see him go in front of me again. Because if Massa lets that guy get in front of him this corner, his career's over, surely. He's got to do something.
So the start's going to be really exciting.
The rest of the race, though, because of the single tyre wall and the frozen engine, probably just a procession.
Last week, we were talking about Kangaroo TV, how it was the best thing ever, and how we wanted some of that information on the web.
Yes.
So what did you go and find?
Well, this week, I discovered something called My Club Renault.
Nah.
Which is a rubbish name. It's kind of
I want to be in that club.
Yeah. It makes me feel about 8 again. Anyway.
Do you get badges?
I get a hat.
Oh, wow.
Which sadly is blue and orange.
Can I have it?
You can have that one. Cool. Yeah. Basically, for €20, you get a hat and you get some pictures, some high-res images, and you get some discounts from the French Grand Prix, but that's not the
Brilliant.
Exciting bit.
Yeah, the French Grand Prix that's being cancelled for next year.
Yeah, they're going to be gold dust this time next year. Tickets to the French Grand Prix. Well, that's not the best bit about it. The reason that I signed up for this, for €20, you get live timing from Renault.
It's not just the numbers.
No. You get an interactive map of the circuit, kind of like you see, you know, when they're looking at the TV screens on the pit wall.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing that the...
get to follow the little dot.
Yeah, the team personality. So you know where each car is, both Heike and Fizzy. You also get this kind of engineer's view, which gives you kind of a breakdown of the acceleration, the throttle usage, current gear, steering angle, all sorts of really complicated graphs and interactive kind of scrolling stuff, which looks really cool. There's like an interactive wheel which turns left when the driver turns left and turns right when the driver turns
right.
And
it lights up when they change gear.
Yeah, so you can see which paddle they're hitting and that kind of thing. And it's supposed to be basically real-time data from the car. So, I mean, it matches up with the Formula One numbers and with what you've seen on TV. So that's pretty cool.
Yep, and there's a commentary, but you don't speak French.
Yeah, it's
difficult to understand.
It didn't seem to be updating properly and it was in French, so that's not much use. I tested it on free practice and it was really good. It's really useful because obviously we have no TV footage for free practice. So that came in handy. But it did break in qualifying. So
it's quite new though, still.
Yeah, I think they introduced it in March. It's a hell of a step up though from what you currently get from Bernie.
Yeah, he's got to be well embarrassed.
Not only is he getting his backside whipped by NASCAR, who have better interactive online stuff, he's also getting the same thing from teams in his own kind of organisation. And they're showing him how it should be done. But I think if you're even vaguely interested in the Renault team and what the Renault guys are doing, for €20 a month, all the details you could ever possibly need from what a driver's doing, it's mind-blowing, really.
Personally, I find it much too much information, but it keeps you quiet, so I'm happy. So if you want to get a cool hat, go to ing-renaultf1.com. Before we go, we have to point you towards our newest video.
Isn't that a good video?
It's really good. I mean, we don't want to sound big-headed or anything, but we worked really hard on it.
Yeah.
And I like it.
I think it came out really well. As a first attempt, it's a pretty good step, I think.
If you subscribe to the feed, you'll automatically get it. Or you can look at it on the website, sidepodcast.tv. That covers qualifying. We'll be back with the race review tomorrow.
Watch for that first corner.